The topic of this lecture is what I call, or what people traditionally call in mortgage lending, the three C's. And it has to do with underwriting a mortgage. And underwriting means making the decision to approve or disapprove. And it also can approve, I realize I'm not writing very neatly, approve or disapprove. And it also can mean something in terms of pricing. For instance, if you classify a mortgage as being very risky, then you will charge a higher interest rate than otherwise. So you could disapprove altogether, you could approve at a low interest rate, you could approve at a moderate interest rate, you could approve at a high interest rate. Those are the sorts of choices that you can make when underwriting a mortgage. And the basis for the classification of mortgages is what we call the three C's. The first C is capacity. And that is the question there is, does the person's income and their asset position permit them to be able to make the payments on the mortgage? And you also actually have to take into account their other debts, because that could affect it. And collateral is the house itself. So a key issue there is the loan-to-value ratio. So if the person puts 20% down, let me put that here. So if you put 20% down, that would mean an 80% LTV. Whereas 5% down would be a 95% loan-to-value ratio. The higher the loan-to-value ratio, the riskier the loan. There are also other factors that can affect whether how well the collateral protects the lender from default, and we'll get into those in a subsequent talk. Then the third C, I'm not sure what to call it. It's often based on the consumer's credit report, so we could call it credit. I've heard it referred to as character, that a person who's got a clean credit report seems to have good character and is likely to repay their loan. And a person who's got a lot of late payments or some legal judgments outstanding against them has bad character and is of high risk. I actually prefer a kind of a psychological term of conscientiousness. We think of conscientiousness, and I'm speaking as an economist who sort of looks at this personality psychology from the outside, that conscientiousness means an ability to keep commitments. Maybe I'll even make some notes here. An ability to keep commitments, ability to defer gratification. So people with high conscientiousness are the sort of people who get good grades in school because they work hard at it. There are people, to the extent that they tend to be successful because they can overcome obstacles, they don't give up, and they turn in their work on time, that kind of thing. And I think ultimately a lot of what we get from credit reports and credit scoring, which I'll also get into another talk, is this conscientiousness. Let me just keep going here. This will make this a little bit longer than usual, but let me put up a kind of a matrix. This is actually, historically, I once sketched a matrix like this in the office of the vice president of credit risk at Freddie Mac, and that's when we were just thinking about how to automate the underwriting process, and we're just looking at credit scores. So let's say we had credit scores here. Credit scores were sort of like SAT scores, higher is better. So let's say 720 and above, 640 to 720, and these aren't, don't hold me to these numbers. I'm not sure what the right numbers are these days. And let's say we have, so this is your credit score. Credit score. And this is an LTV. So we could, let's say, have 95 plus, let's say 81 to 95, and then something 80% or less. Okay, so these are various combinations. If you have a low LTV, loan to value ratio, and a high credit score, then this would be low risk. So what's in the matrix, I'll say there's low risk, medium risk, and high risk. So I'll just do LM and H. probably even with the more moderate credit score, it's more low risk. Here it's probably more medium. And I'm just, roughly guessing. I'm just giving you an illustration. With the higher LTV and the lowest credit score, that's kind of the worst combination. That's a high risk. This is probably also a high risk. This might be more in the medium. We might have something like high, medium. Conceivably, this is low, or low and low to medium. But that's just sort of a brief way of looking at two of the C's and how they interact. And I think I'll leave it there.